The stock market, well, last week it was looking bad. It had people getting nervous. And when you're nervous, you want to seek out trouble and avoid it. And that's what we're doing now. Welcome to the Danger Zone. It's time for the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by, well, digging in at the footnotes level rather than looking at the top down. Because if you just look at surface level, you wonder,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And if they find that the underlying numbers are misleading, well, if they work against you, that's dangerous. If they work for you, that could be attractive. To learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where, oh, by the way, they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more information available on what you hear us discuss on the show. Joining me now, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs. Kyle, great to chat with you again.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Didi Chuxing.
Danger, danger.
Didi Chuxing. It's ticker symbol DIDI. And this is pre-IPO at this point, right? This is a stock that we're expecting to go public next month. And basically, people have either never heard of Didi Chuxing or they're like, yeah, that company with the weird name, I've heard about it. So explain, why is this company ugly from the beginning?
Yeah, so they're expected, you know, a lot of reports with IPO in sometime in July. And for people who might not know, the common term there, you know, people call it the Uber of China. And we've talked about Uber and Lyft in the Danger Zone before. And this one kind of takes the cake in sort of a overvalued, same core business model. You know, they've got offering ride sharing and deliveries below cost, so their losses are large. They've just gotten worse, and obviously 2020 last year. And then add in the fact that one of the common arguments with Uber and Lyft, you know, if they can just reach that market share, they reach that scale, they can become immediately profitable. Difference with Didi is they've got a 90% plus market share in China, and they are still unprofitable. So you've got a mix of, you know, same core business model, large losses, huge market share, complete with those losses. And then you throw in, you know, the no say in corporate governance with an IPO dual class shares and the risk of China regulation. Possibly, you know, stepping into the company like we've seen recently with Alibaba and Tencent. And it's just a mix of an IPO that investors don't really see, especially at this valuation.
So this looks a little bit like...
been there, done that.
You know, because you've been there and done that with Uber and Lyft. But one of the biggest monkey wrenches that you have to be adding in this case is it's a Chinese company. And that means you're dealing with a government that can step in and do a lot of things that can make life hard on stocks and make it bad for investors. Does that come into this at all? I mean, obviously the numbers have to be bad for you to dislike it this much out of the box, but do you add to it that bad numbers and the governmental factor, that's an extra bonus problem and nobody wants extra bonuses when they're problems?
Exactly. It, you know, it's an added risk investing in any foreign company, and obviously we've seen recently China's market officials have stepped in. They just gave Alibaba one of the biggest fines they've ever issued due to monopolistic practices. There's been reports that, you know, Didi disclosed they were, you know, one of the 30 internet companies that Chinese regulators have talked to. And beyond just the Chinese government factor, there also is, they're registered as a foreign company, so they have less reporting requirements. They aren't required to file the same level of detail and transparency as some of the U.S.-based companies. And they list all that in the F1, which is one of those, you know, risks that investors need to be aware of before jumping headfirst into an IPO is government risk, regulation risk, and there's lack of transparency because they are a foreign company filing not under the same SEC rules as some of the U.S.-based companies.
Because this is in the same business that you've already analyzed for Uber and Lyft, you would think, I guess, that it would be the overwhelming market share, the lack of competition, something. But why does anybody look at this company and think, like, I guess I don't understand why somebody is on the other side of this trade who was saying, yep, I want to own this from the IPO?
I think a lot of it is one, appetite for that foreign. You know, we've only seen Uber and Lyft on the U.S. market. So there's that foreign aspect to it. Getting into the Chinese business, you know, Uber had to sell out of their China business because it wasn't going as well as they'd hoped. Some investors want that. there's also, and, you know, we see it a lot in S1s and F1s with IPOs, is total addressable market. You know, they, GD claims in the F1, their market's something, you know, $6.7 trillion. So you've got these massive markets, and these companies claim, you know, they can, in years going forward, they can meet this market. But unfortunately, investors are putting the bill along the whole time. So it's, you know, growth prospects can look great, but if that growth doesn't come with profits, you're really not buying anything worth, you know, purchasing at this level.
And that is why DD Chuxing, ticker symbol DIDI, it's in the danger zone before it's technically even gone IPO. Kyle Guske, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on the show to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guske is investment analyst for New Constructs. They're online at New Constructs and they're on Twitter at New Constructs. And again, check out the blog if you want more details about any of the Danger Zone picks we have. If you want to compare DD Chuxing to Uber and Lyft, well, they're all there for you to look at on their blog at newconstructs.com. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, June 21st edition of Money Life. Up next, Mark Yusko from Morgan Creek Asset Management will be here talking ETFs when we come back with the Market Call.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.